From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Los Angeles police and politicians meet the people to ease tensions about alleged police abuse. But first, the Senate Intelligence Committee today released a report sharply criticizing U.S. intelligence assessments of the threat posed by Iraq in the run-up to the war.
Today, we know these assessments were wrong. And as our inquiry will show, they were also unreasonable and largely unsupported by the available intelligence.
That's Republican Committee Chairman Senator Pat Roberts at a news conference earlier today. The report deals with a number of issues relating to intelligence gathering on Iraq. The year-long review offers more than 100 conclusions on the quality and quantity of the intelligence gathering. And with us to discuss the report is NPR's Mike Schuster. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Madeline.
So, Mike, did the committee pull any punches regarding the CIA?
No punches whatsoever. The report is scathing. Senator Pat Roberts, the chairman of the committee, said that all the conclusions about Iraq's unconventional weapons were simply wrong.
And what were the main points?
Well, the main points are that the CIA overstated the threat of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction and ignored evidence to the contrary. There was a national intelligence estimate in October of 2002. This was the CIA's official version of what the threat was from Iraq, and it was the primary analysis that the CIA provided the administration and the Congress. The CIA said in that Iraq was reconstituting its nuclear weapons program. That was wrong, according to the Senate report. The CIA said that Iraq had stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons. That was wrong, according to the Senate report. The CIA said Iraq was developing an unmanned aerial vehicle. This was very important to the members of the administration, especially to Secretary of State Colin Powell, that this unmanned aerial vehicle could be used to deliver these dangerous unconventional weapons to targets in the United States if it had been moved by a ship close to the shores of the United States. That was wrong, according to the Senate report. The Senate report said that the CIA ignored questions about so-called mobile biological weapons laboratories. Secretary of State Powell presented evidence of that to the Security Council in February of 2002 at the UN. That was based on only one source, according to the Senate report, and that source was unreliable. And more broadly, according to the Senate report, the CIA was guilty of groupthink. It was managed poorly. It had a broken corporate structure, highly critical of the CIA director, George Tenet,
who said that it was a, quote, slam dunk.
According to Bob Woodward's book, an account in the Oval Office in December of 2002, I believe, George Tenet was quoted as saying to President Bush, this is a slam dunk case.
Now, despite the fact that this is 500 pages, took a year to compile, it's only part one of two reports. Why was the review split up?
Well, the second part apparently deals with charges that the White House and senior members of President Bush's administration misused the intelligence on Iraq that it did get from the CIA. That appears to have been separated out for political reasons. The Republican and Democratic members of the Senate committee don't seem to have been able to agree on the conclusions about that. And so they've put it off until after the election.
And so is that considered a political move?
It certainly feels like a political move. If you listen to Senator Rockefeller's remarks during this press conference this morning, you can see where the disagreements may have been political. He said the administration exaggerated the evidence against Iraq and fostered an atmosphere of intense pressure on the intelligence community to come to those conclusions.
That's not to say that there aren't areas of disagreement. There are, especially on the question of whether the administration pressured the intelligence community to reach predetermined, in my judgment, conclusions. And I have to say that there is a real frustration over what is not in this report, and that is about after the analysts and the intelligence community produce an intelligence product, how is it then shaped or used or misused?
And so what do you make of that, Mike?
Well, Senator Rockefeller obviously feels like there was this very tough atmosphere of pressure that came from the administration, especially pointed to remarks from the administration, and that means from the president, vice president, and others, that they had already concluded that these weapons were in Iraq many times in public remarks before the war. And at least Senator Rockefeller is saying that created an atmosphere where that may have put too much pressure on the CIA intelligence analysts.
And the Republicans, Pat Roberts, saying, well, no, there wasn't any evidence of this kind of pressure.
Well,
the,
he's being more precise, I think. The report does conclude that the administration did not pressure intelligence analysts to provide intelligence that supported its case for war, not directly. And this bears on published reports in the press that sent that Vice President Cheney and his chief of staff, Louis Libby, went to the CIA in early 2003 and essentially forced them to come to the conclusions they wanted to hear. The report says that did not happen.
Now, what are the consequences for the CIA, for the intelligence agencies in general, to from this report?
Well, there could be major consequences. The Congress is going to be looking at many legislative changes to the CIA. Senator Rockefeller suggested some today, possibly a fixed term for the CIA chief, possibly creating a director of national intelligence to oversee all of the government's intelligence agencies, not just the CIA, and the huge intelligence budget that is used for intelligence beyond the CIA. But I think that's for the future. We don't know just yet what the Congress is going to do and what the administration is going to do vis-a-vis changes for the CIA.
A lot of this report, about a fifth of it, is classified and won't be released to the public. What is in that material?
Well, what the senators and others in Washington say is that the redacted material, the blacked out material, has to do with sources and methods of the CIA, and that they didn't want to divulge how the CIA gets its intelligence. There was much more that the CIA actually redacted, and there was a negotiation between the committee and the CIA to force the CIA to allow some of it to be put back, but still about a fifth of it has been blacked out.
NPR's Mike Schuster, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.